The target of Doug Cameron's criticism, Senior Minister Simon Crean, has issued a statement this morning denying claims that he's positioning himself as a possible third candidate for the leadership job. Several media outlets have reported claims that Mr. Crean's been critical and disloyal to the Prime Minister and that he, in fact, is a possible leadership option. Our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane, is in Canberra. Sabra, good morning. What exactly is being said about Simon Crean and this idea that he's a third candidate?
Oh, Tony, a quick bit of context. Remember, 2 days ago, Mr. Crean launched a searing attack on the Foreign Minister for being disloyal. Mr. Crean also urged the Prime Minister to meet with the Foreign Minister when he returns from his latest overseas trip next week to discuss his intentions and loyalty. He said if Mr. Crean could, Mr. Rudd couldn't be loyal, that he should exit from the team. News Limited papers and Channel 9 have reported unnamed sources who claim that, in fact, it's Mr. Crean who's been disloyal to Ms. Gillard behind her back, that she'd burnt her bridges with people who'd helped her succeed, and that the attacks on Mr. Rudd were designed to position Mr. Crean as this possible compromise, a third candidate for the leadership. News Limited has also printed a quote from one MP who says that getting lectures from Mr. Crean about loyalty is like getting a lecture from Osama bin Laden on Christianity.
Now, what's Mr. Crean had to say to these claims?
Well, he's taken to Twitter this morning and he's also issued a statement. He says one News Limited paper didn't raise the claims with him before they went to print. He says another journalist did contact him and that he categorically denied the claims. He also says that he spoke with Channel 9 last night to reject the claims that were aired about him. He says the unsourced and the inaccurate claims are nothing more than the continuation of a destabilisation campaign, a campaign, he says, which must stop. He's also repeatedly said he supports the Prime Minister, and so there's no doubt. He's again this morning repeated his support for the Prime Minister again, Ms. Gillard. He says he's always prepared to call it for what it is, and he's urged journalists to check thoroughly before rushing to report unnamed sources. Many of the Prime Minister's supporters claim that there's been a fair amount of verballing going on, both in terms of inflating support for Mr. Rudd and also some mischief-making, with some MPs claiming ministers have changed camps when in fact they haven't.
Our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane, in Canberra.